Star 88.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. You know, we live at a time where everything's different, everything's new, and everything's going to start impacting what we do for the future, too. So thinking about our kids, I saw this pop up on my radar again, and I thought we need to talk with our friends here that know what they're talking about at Enough is Enough. And it's a way for us to help our kids through all the social media that's going on. They have access to online probably more than they ever have. And we want to keep them safe. And I know even if you yourself are on the internet a lot, you want to know this stuff. Kathy Haddam is the Director of Communications for Enough is Enough. Kathy, you're jumping in here at an important time. What's your take on all that's going on right now?
Yeah, well, you're right. The times are certainly different, and especially now, we are just seeing a huge increase of opportunity, and really for opportunities for children to be exposed to things that really we want to keep them protected from. We know that with more kids at home and online, the internet or any of their devices for entertainment, that they have more opportunities to be exposed to either dangerous images or even access to predators.
Yes.
And so it is a very important time to make sure that we're doing all we can to keep them safe and hopefully free from any type of this unwanted exposure.
Absolutely. As a parent, I know that every parent cares about their child, and they probably think, oh, nothing will happen to them, Kathy. They're just kids, or they don't really know how to go there. But I think it's important to know that predators can find kids. They can seek them out, and they might stumble onto a link unknowingly and fall prey to that. So how do parents keep their kids safe?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We always say no child is immune. And so, and as a parent myself, I practice what I preach in my own home. And really that includes, number one, keeping lines of communication open with your children. Just having these discussions, letting them know that you're there working alongside them and monitoring their activity, monitoring
yes.
who they're talking to and making sure it's people that you actually know and trust. And that also includes taking the time to make sure that you use parental controls on all internet devices, yeah. whether it's a phone, a tablet, a gaming system, a laptop. Anything that is connected to the internet needs to have settings addressed by you proactively that will really help filter out either unwanted content or language or violence, or anything that we don't want our children to have access to.
I think that's key right there, that you make sure that your students, your child, your grandchild's activities going on with the internet or anything with social media, that they are monitored. It's for their protection. Even if they go, oh, you don't have to do that. You're doing it to protect them. So you want to stand in front of the enemy that's about to attack. You're doing it for their good. So I highly encourage that. And on your website, Kathy, I understand that you've got resources. What's on there?
We certainly do. So our website, enough.org, carries all of our campaigns and efforts that we're doing. But we also have a safety site at internetsafety101.org. And there you will find just an entire clearinghouse of resources and topics on all of these dangers that children can encounter online, whether it's cyberbullying or cybercrime. There's just so much that will be of use to parents, and also access to parental controls that we just referred to briefly.
Yes.
So you can
That's
go there
great.
To find out on any device, really, what you need to do in order to help keep your child safe. Parents are the first line of defense.
Amen. Kathy Haddam, thank you so much. Director of Communications for Enough is Enough. All of that information is on my Conversations link right now. You have access to that. That's at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.